Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There was news last week when Mayor Lightfoot made a comment how she felt there was gender bias in women's sports, especially when it came to the WNBA Finals and the Chicago Sky, who, by the way, won game one of that series over the weekend, yesterday, in fact. And so we thought maybe that was something that we could explore a little more because a lot of people responded. Some said she has bigger fish to fry, other things she can pay attention to, but it was simply a comment and not many people disagreed with her. So we decided to talk to Cheryl Cookie. She is a professor of American and Gender and Sexuality Studies at Purdue University on the lack of media coverage in women's sports. Good morning, Cheryl. How are you today? And is your last name Cookie? Or is it Cookie?
Good morning. Good morning, Lisa. Yeah, Cookie is in chocolate chip.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. So this is one of those things you've probably spent a good amount of your adult life studying, correct?
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
And so you've been following the story about, I would imagine, the mayor calling out Chicago media and saying, hey, the Chicago Sky is not getting the attention they need because they're in the WNBA Finals.
Yeah, I think this is really interesting. Certainly, you know, folks like myself, my colleagues, we're very much aware of the lack of media coverage, sports news coverage of women's sports. And certainly there's a whole host of research out there that has followed this trend. But it was really, I think, for me as a researcher who's trying to leverage, you know, the scientific studies to garner more attention, it was really, I think it's really important to see folks who are in those positions of political power also speaking on these issues and raising attention as well. So I was really pleased to see Mayor Lightfoot calling attention. And I should say that although I'm at Purdue University, I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago, lived in Chicago just a little bit south of Wrigley Field. So I'm a Chicago girl at heart. So just wanted to put that out there.
And did you play sports?
You know, I did when I was younger. I played sports and then I dropped out in high school, which is actually quite common for adolescent girls, particularly at the time that I was growing up. But even today in 2021, we're still seeing that trend where girls are more likely to drop out of sport, and in particular, girls who are living in marginalized communities, urban communities. And so this is definitely, I think, an issue that plagues us today.
So what is the cause? Why are women's sports teams and the accomplishments of women athletes not getting the attention that the guys get?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, you know, in terms of some of the research that we've looked at, this is a study that has tracked the coverage of men's and women's sports on local news and televised highlight shows. And this study originated in 1989. The last time we collected data was in 2019. And over that 30-year time span, we've seen that the coverage of women's sports fluctuate anywhere between 5 to 8%, 9%. And this is something that not just this study has found, but other research has replicated as well. And so this is, I think, something that we can think about when we're looking at traditional sports news media, the lack of coverage. And I think a lot of that has to do with the ways in which sports in our culture is so tied to men and masculinity. Women have been excluded from sports throughout its historical development. And so when we think about athleticism, when we think about sports, we're often thinking about men. We're thinking about the big three, men's football, baseball, and basketball. I actually just, in preparation for our talk today, Lisa, checked out one of the major newspapers in Chicago just to get a sense of what the coverage was, because the Chicago Sky played on Sunday and in the first game of the finals. And the lead story was, of course, the Chicago Bears beating the
Las Vegas.
Oh gosh, now I'm forgetting who they
Las Vegas. Yeah, the Raiders.
I watched the game. I watched the game last night. Coffee hasn't kicked in, I suppose. And then the second story was on the White Sox. And then, you know, you had to scroll down through a number of stories. I think it was the 10th or 12th story, and then you got the story about the Chicago Sky. So I guess maybe the question is, like, why does this matter? And we can talk a little bit more about that, but I didn't know if you had other thoughts for on that, Lisa.
Well, we do. We're going to check the news, and maybe some people have questions about it as well. Would you be willing to hang out a little bit so we can continue this discussion?
I'd love to. Thank you.
Excellent. It's Cheryl Cookie, professor of American and Gender and Sexuality Studies at Purdue University, on the lack of media coverage of women in sports. On the phone with me is Cheryl Cookie. She is a professor of American and Gender and Sexuality Studies at Purdue University on the lack of media coverage in women in sports. This came to light in Chicago last week when Mayor Lightfoot said the lack of media coverage of the Chicago Sky is yet another frustrating example of gender bias in the sports world. She told that to The Patch last Wednesday. She continued by saying the simple reality is this. If this was a men's team in the playoffs, there is no way there would only be one full-time Chicago Sky beat reporter present, the Chicago Sky being on the cusp of making it to the finals, which they did, and they won game one yesterday. She said that follows a number of significant wins, should be a big Chicago story, not mere paragraphs relegated to the interior of sports pages. And Cheryl, for somebody who spends her life studying gender bias and the way the media perceives female athletes, this made you very happy, didn't it?
It did. It did. I was really pleased, again, that Mayor Lightfoot was bringing attention to this important issue.
So, of course, a lot of text messages are coming in. And one of the questions or one of the statements is from 779 is the reason women's sports are not in the media as much as men's is because the money from sponsors. Men's sports just bring in the most profit, and that's all the media companies care about. Is there truth to that?
Yeah, Lisa, I think this is a really important question, and so I really appreciate whoever sent that in, bringing this up. Certainly, I think there's a really important relationship between sports leagues and organizations, the media and corporate sponsors and advertisers. What our study looks at, though, is the way in which the sport media itself plays a role in terms of generating audiences. So the common sense belief is that, you know, the news media, sports news media is just kind of giving people what they want. This is just simple supply and demand. And in fact, what some of our data points to is the ways in which the kind of sort of day-to-day, in and out of season, sort of wall-to-wall coverage of men's sports really helps to build and sustain audience interest in men's sports. And it fails to do so in women's sports. And so the challenge then is, even with viewers, even with growing ratings, and the WNBA, the ratings have grown 49% since last season. This is still a challenge when it's difficult for the average fan to find information and to know when are they playing and who are they playing against and why is this important? Why is this significant? What's the matchup look like? What are the histories of this team? But that's all the kind of the bells and whistles that sport media provide to really make an exciting and interesting viewing experience. And then, you know, the excitement of kind of reliving those highlights, or, you know, the agony of sort of reliving what went wrong is another piece of that puzzle.
630 text in, it's not women's sports because of women. It's not that. They said it's because of the lack of superstars like Michael Jordan that attract big money. Big following, big revenues equals big news. And I would have thought with Candace Parker, Naperville native, top six selling jersey in the WNBA. I mean, we have Olympic athletes on this team. We just have some really big superstars, that some of that would have changed. I guess I'm comforted in the fact that now that the mayor is paying attention to it, that those jerseys will go on those lines outside the Art Institute if these girls win the WNBA championship. At least I hope they do. So what?
Yeah, and I think
go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No,
go ahead.
No, I want to hear your thought on it. This is what you study. By the way,
yeah.
Cheryl Cookie is joining me. She is a professor of American and Gender and Sexuality Studies at Purdue University and a Chicago girl growing up near Wrigley. And this is what you dedicate your time to. So I do want to hear from you.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really important point. And certainly there are superstars in women's sports. The reason why we might not, if you're going to sort of take that argument at face value, right, the reason we haven't seen a Michael Jordan or a LeBron James on the woman's side, and I would argue that we have, is, again, it's a part of this sort of broader ecosystem by which women's sports is suppressed in so many different ways. And I think kind of shifting away from the WNBA and talking a little bit about women's soccer, I think the U.S. women's national team is a really great example of how you can have international high-profile superstars who are incredible athletes, incredibly successful, winning multiple Olympic gold medals, multiple World Cups, and coming back to the States and not getting that media coverage and media attention, if only for, you know, that split second right after the World Cup finals. But the regular season coverage just isn't there. You can't walk into a store and find your favorite player's jersey as readily as you can for your favorite men's player, right? And so I think that makes a difference, and it really sends a clear and important, and I would say somewhat disturbing message to not just girls, but boys, and not just women, but men, that even in 2021, women's sports don't matter, and they're still treated as second-class citizens, as we've seen with a number of leagues' struggles to gain equality, whether we're talking about media coverage, whether we're talking about equitable treatment, as we saw in the NCAA basketball tournament this year, or if we're talking about the WNBA in terms of the coverage, women's soccer, et cetera.
Cheryl Cookie is on the phone. She's a professor of American and Gender and Sexuality Studies at Purdue. And we started out the conversation like 10, 15 minutes ago, and you said, based on what you do for a living, you were thrilled that the mayor actually came out and said something, and it must have worked, because I got a text here from 773 that said, the mayor's comment prompted me to buy a ticket for Friday's game. I watch my sister play in college, and I'm looking forward to the game. Her words do matter. People go, oh, you're right, I need to support this. But then 847 sent a text, Cheryl, and said, isn't attendance a big part of it? Sky games usually get 5,000 to 6,000 people to show up max.
Yeah, again, I think this is speaking to that sort of larger ecosystem, right? And so what your viewers are pointing out is, again, the way that all of these things are connected. Certainly the research that we've looked at, though, would suggest that media coverage does matter. Media coverage does matter in terms of attendance. Media coverage does matter in terms of corporate sponsorships and so on. And so I think the piece that we're looking at, though, is this kind of question of why is it that despite the fact that ratings for women's televised sporting events are on the rise, despite the fact that attendance at women's sporting events is on the rise, if you look over the last 10 or so years, depending upon which league we're looking at, the broadcast coverage certainly is much better today than it was 10, 15, 20 years ago, 30 years ago when we started the study, right? So why is it that despite all of these indicators of growing interest and increased support for women's sports, when we look at traditional sports media, the needle really hasn't moved. And certainly I think for the hardcore women's sports fans, like myself, right, I know where to go to find coverage of women's sports, right? But for the average fan, or just the average Joe, if you will, you know, you're just looking at your kind of main sources for news, or you're in your news feed, or scrolling through social media, it's much more difficult to get that information. And so the argument that scholars that make is that really stifles and suppresses the interest. And so how do we intervene? How do we break through? I think is through, one, supporting those media outlets that are covering women's sports, Two, I think it is important that, like your one listener, went out and bought tickets to the game. But three, I think the bigger picture is that to try to shift some of this conversation to acknowledging the ways in which women's sports, if we compare women's sports on its own terms, in other words, if we compare what's happening in the world of sports today relative to what was happening in women's sports 5, 10, 15 years ago, we're on an upward trajectory in terms of interest, in terms of ratings, in terms of people tuning in terms of young girls and boys wanting to play wanting to play sports and buy their favorite women athletes jersey, right? And so, if we're always, and I think it's important to compare to men's sports is important, but if we're always comparing to men's sports, we lose sight of the actual empirical indicators that suggest that interest is there.
Well, thank you so much. You've given us so much to think about, and you have so much knowledge when it comes to this. Cheryl Cookey, Professor of American and Gender and Sexuality Studies at Purdue University. I'm glad that all of us have you on our side. And thank you. Thanks for being a part of the show today on WGN.
Thanks, Lisa, for having me. It's a pleasure.